At last, after all delays and disappointments, our long journey is accomplished. John looked very proud when he handed his mother into his little mansion. His arrangements for our accommodation are very snug. My mother and I sleep in the larger bedroom behind, Aunt Alice in the small one John used to occupy at first. My father has the hammock put up every night in the sitting room, and John himself has a tiny apartment curtained off by a sail from the anteroom. Here we expect to make ourselves comfortable for perhaps a couple of months, or maybe more, if as many unexpected delays occur as have occurred in the preparations at the big house, as our future habitation is elegantly denominated.